And now on with the local news. We now have some much happier news stories. Human sniffer dogs had a major success this week. Libraries in Norfolk are offering free tea and a friendly chat, even if you don't borrow a book or a tape. A record-breaking number of seals have been born on Blakely Point. And a former Norwich City star has struck up a close friendship with a Sprowston youngster who has been battling with cancer.
Police officers in Norwich have used their noses to unearth a hoard of cannabis plants. Officers discovered the collection of five plants and a quantity of cannabis in the Mulpit area of the city on Monday. Sharing the news of the find on Twitter, Norwich Police tweeted, cannabis grow located in the Mulpit area today by the human sniffer dogs. The find comes on the same day as officers pulled over the driver of a Subaru in the city, who, after initially being stopped for driving without insurance, was then found to be in possession of an extendable baton and a small quantity of cannabis. The driver was subsequently arrested after also providing a positive drug wipe for cannabis.
Libraries around Norfolk are inviting people in for free tea and a friendly chat to help combat loneliness. Just a cuppa events aim to provide company and the possibility of friendship to the people of all ages across the county. The events are part of Norfolk County Council's In Good Company campaign, which was set up in 2016 to make sure no one has a lonely day in Norfolk. Margaret Dewsbury, chairman of the Council's Communities Committee, said it can sometimes be difficult for people to find opportunities to socialise, but our Just a Cuppa events in the libraries are an open invitation to everyone to come along and enjoy a cuppa and a chat in a friendly environment. Some libraries have jigsaws, puzzle books and newspapers at their sessions to help people get talking. Kathleen Ashington, Just a Cuppa volunteer at King's Lynn Library, said, "My partner and I moved to King's Lynn from West Yorkshire in December 2016. I'm retired and I quickly began to feel lonely and isolated when my partner was working. I decided that I needed to get involved in something and make new friends. From a simple conversation with a member of the library staff, I have never looked back. Just a Cuppa runs all year round, including the festive season."
A record-breaking number of grey seal pups have been born at the National Trust Blakeney Point, and there's still another month left of the breeding season. Just 25 pups were born at the Grey Seal Rookery when it was established in 2001. It passed the 1,000 mark in 2012 and then the 2,000 mark in 2014. And the colony could get close to 3,000 this year, with 2,802 at last count. National Trust rangers monitor the colony by counting and recording seal pups born at Blakeney Point throughout the winter. Ranger Leighton Newman said, "The count began on October the 25th, when the very first seal pup was spotted. Numbers being born were slow to start this year, and for the first month it looked like we wouldn't reach last year's total. But suddenly, more and more pups were being born, with 150 born a day at the colony's peak a couple of weeks ago. Currently, around 50 seal pups are being born each day, and we expect this to drop off over the next couple of weeks. The rangers carry out regular counts of the seal pups, and given the numbers involved, it's not an easy task."
A former Norwich City star who struck up a close friendship with a Sprowston youngster as she battled with cancer has described her as his beautiful best friend. Sophie Taylor was diagnosed with bone cancer at the start of January, aged just 4, and has faced treatment, surgery and countless hospital trips this year. But the brave youngster is now in remission, and having undergone surgery to amputate part of her leg early this year, is waiting to have a new prosthetic, named her Magic Leg, by her family fitted. It was in April, when she became a mascot for Norwich City, that she first got to spend proper time with James Madison, starting off what has grown to become a close friendship. Sophie's fighting spirit has earned her a legion of supporters, with her Take a Sophie message encouraging people to take photographs of themselves defiantly sticking their tongues out at cancer. It's now printed on T-shirts.